Dr. Bay is in studio. We are taking your calls and your texts at 888-456-9970 if you do have a question. Good morning, Kelly.
Good morning.
So do you have a question for Dr. Bay?
Yes. So I was wondering how much the silicone, I think you guys were just talking about the implants. I was wondering how much those would be with him.
Oh, silicone breast implants? I'll give you a round number just because I don't know off the top of my head, but it'll be anywhere from like $6,000 to $7,000 for silicone breast augmentation. But to get a really accurate number that we will stand behind, you can go to realdrbae.com, realdrbae.com, and go to our pricing page, and you can check pricing there. But I can definitely tell you it'll be around the $6,000 to $7,000 range for regular round silicone breast implants. If you want shaped implants, it's a little more expensive because the implants are a little more expensive.
Okay, cool. Perfect. So what is the process like with you to get that? Is it pretty easy to get an appointment?
Oh, yeah, yeah. All you have to do is, again, go to our website, and you'll actually see there's a contact page, and you can actually book online for whatever time is convenient for you, and then the office will call and just confirm it, and you come in. We see patients Monday through Friday. We operate Monday through Friday. We have our own operating room in the office, so it's really no problem to get you in and get you scheduled for surgery.
What's the downtime for something like that?
For breast augmentation? So I just did one yesterday on a patient who is from out of town. She already went out to dinner last night, and she showered last night, and she's going to be hanging out enjoying the city today and tomorrow, and she'll fly back home across the country on Thursday.
There it is.
Well, awesome. Thank you so much.
No problem. Thanks for calling.
All right. Thanks.
That's got to be a much quicker turnaround than it used to be.
Yeah, no.
Getting people after plastic surgery.
That's really the thing with breast augmentation now. Like, people would, like, be out of work for 6 weeks, something crazy. But I don't know if it's because people just can't be out of work that long anymore. But we definitely are promoting getting back to your regular routine as soon as possible, showering that first night, getting your arms above your head, washing your hair to work out the soreness in your chest muscles, and then getting back to your thing, you know, getting back to working out and all that good stuff.
I blame all the strong mothers out there because after you used to have, like, a baby, you used to be off for a while, and now all these moms are like, oh, yeah, I had my baby yesterday, but I came to the office because I'm busy.
But now
it's like, don't do that.
Yeah. But now the husbands are taking 2 months off for FMLA.
Yeah, we've heard.
we've heard about that. Hey, there was a recall on a certain breast implant.
Yes, so
that was kind of a big deal.
It was a big deal, but the first thing I want everybody to do is take a deep breath, and chances are you're fine, that this will not affect you. What happened was that there are certain type of textured implants. Now, so there's the smooth implants and there's textured implants. Texturing is what's usually seen with shaped implants that just helps keep them in place. And so if you think of, like, all the millions and millions and millions of people that have had breast augmentation, they found that 457, not per year, but ever, 457 out of tens of millions of women have gotten breast augmentation, 457 of them have gotten something called anaplastic large cell lymphoma, which is not your typical type of cancer. It's just like a lymphoma that occurs in women who have gotten textured implants. So not everybody has got it. And of those 457, that what the thing is with anaplastic large cell lymphoma, it's just an overgrowth of lymphatic tissue. The way you can go in is you cut out the scar tissue around the implant, and most people are cured. So it's definitely not a majority of patients. The FDA, they are asking that a particular brand, Allergan, the same people that make Botox and Juvederm and Latisse, that they have that they voluntarily took those implants off the market. And the FDA is not even saying that if you've got those type of implants, they're not even recommending that you go and get them taken out. So that's what.
But the best way is to consult either another plastic surgeon or the surgeon that put them in.
Sure, and then also you can kind of get an idea of whether you think you have a problem. So if you've got these textured implants from Allergan and you're worried about it, if your breasts are fine and you're happy with them and they're about the same size as what you remember when you first got them, then you're probably fine. The issue is if you all of a sudden, 2 years to 28 years after your breast augmentation, if you all of a sudden get this massive swelling in one breast, then that might be a sign that you've got that anaplastic large cell lymphoma. And so what you do is you go to your doctor, they pull some fluid off, they send it to the lab, they look for a certain protein, and if it's positive, then they go in, they take out the implant, they take out the scar tissue, and 9 times out of 10, you'll be cured.
Okay. Now, I don't know if this is a serious question off the texting hotline, but someone says, do you have any advice on Scrotox?
Oh, well.
What's that?
Figure it out, Shane.
Is that a thing? Is that a thing?
That's not a real thing.
It is a thing that I have not actually done before personally.
Nobody
or to somebody.
That.
So I actually
what do you
asked.
Mean? Maybe.
Why?
I mean, I don't need it now, but if I was 70, maybe.
So the idea is that if you get Botox or Xeomin or one of those things that you get for like facial muscle relaxation,
that.
If you get it into your. Well, how do we say this on the radio?
You
if
you
get
say
it,
scrotum.
You can say scrotum. Yeah, that's scrotum?
Why not?
All right. I don't even like the word scrotum.
I don't either. It is kind of a weird sounding
word.
Scrotum.
So, yeah, if you get Botox or Xeomin into your scrotum, it relaxes the muscles.
Do we need to fill her in? Do you know what?
No, I have no idea what
scrotum.
You're talking about.
Should I know what a scrotum is?
Okay, the downstairs.
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
It's the thing that holds the thing.
So why would you put filler or Botox up there?
He's trying to explain.
That's what I'm trying to explain now.
But Shan, we had to know what we're talking about first.
And I'm sure 100 million people out there don't know what you're talking about now. Okay.
So anyway, so yeah, you inject Botox or Xeomin into the scrotum, and that relaxes the muscles, so it makes the sack hang down lower. And so the idea is that it can be more pleasurable during whatever sort of activity you're partaking with your partner. And
there's other things you could do for that, though. You could put weight around there and walk around. Yeah, I've seen this at Folsom Street.
Absolutely. Put a bolt in or something like that. Yeah. So anyway.
All right.
So
hey, listen,
we talked about this
on a question on the air.
Yeah, we talked about this on our IGTV the other day, but only in passing reference to it, that was like an unusual place to use Botox. We were talking about more of the more traditional unusual places like in your chin or your neck or your gummy smile.
All right, what is the weird? Let's just end on this.
I'm going to go get a price quote on his website right now for a scrotox.
We're going to keep that procedure to our price
list. Scrotox is on there. You're going to have to put that on your pricing tool.
No, that's what I'm saying. We're going to add it scrotox for Benny on our pricing estimate.
Get the Benny special.
Benny, mention my name and you'll get a discount. Okay, what's the most unusual thing someone's asked you for?
Oh, the most unusual thing. This is kind of odd. You know what cankles are. You're not sure where the calf ends, where the ankle begins. Most people want to get rid of their cankles. I swear to you, somebody came in asking for. So you know how we often do fat injections to the buttocks and things like that? Somebody asked for fat injections to their ankles because they liked cankles. They wanted to not get rid of cankles. They wanted cankles.
That is strange.
Yeah, and I turned them down for that procedure because that just didn't make any sense to me. And I'm not trying to be judgmental, but, because at one point, getting pec implants was weird, and maybe to some people it still is. Getting calf implants is weird, but it's becoming more mainstream.
Is the calf thing, is that more mainstream? I
feel like it definitely is more mainstream now, and I've done calf implants on patients, and they really look good, and with the right patient who's got a good family support system, and they're not trying to do it for some bizarre reason, it's fine, and it comes out looking really great. But I think that requesting cankles is still a little bit out on the fringe, and so I turned that patient down.
I thought Greg had calf implants. You got some big tree trunks, bro.
You
see the tree trunks on this guy?
I know, impressive.
You accused me of having calf implants. Now I have beautiful calves.
Yes, you do. Indeed.
I have a question from the 650. How early is too early to start Botox?
So I've actually done Botox on a 16-year-old now, but just to be clear, she came in with her mom, and it wasn't because she was trying to get rid of facial wrinkles. She was feeling very uncomfortable about whenever she'd smile, her lip would come up really high and give her a gummy smile and thin out her lip, and she came in thinking she wanted fillers for her upper lip, but all it really was, we did Botox to the upper lip so she wouldn't have as much of a gummy smile, so then the lip wouldn't thin out. So in that case, I did it on a 16-year-old with her mom present for not wrinkles, but like a gummy smile. That can be kind of an issue in high school. So that was the youngest. But then usually people are coming in for more of those like cosmetic reasons of facial wrinkles, the 11s between the eyebrows, usually in their early 20s.
Okay.
But I mean, if you're older than 18, I mean, you can legally do it. But there's some people that have really deep horizontal lines on their forehead that bothers them, and they're genetic, and they come in at 22, 23, get them treated, and they're happier. And so there's nothing wrong with that.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Well, Dr. Bay, thank you for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
As always, we love having you here. Why don't you shout out the socials and the website?
Sure. We make it easy for everybody. RealDrBay.com or RealDrBay on Instagram, RealDrBae, not BAY. Thank you all so much for having me. Always a pleasure.
And we definitely hit a topic we've never hit before.
Yes.
Maria from the 650 said, love all the science talks.
Oh, great. Thanks.
Yeah, it is always great to have you here.
Growth Talks is scientific.
We always learn something new with Dr. Bay. Thank you, sir.
Thank y'all.